And I'd like to introduce you to the studio, Sia Ahmed. Hi, Sia.
Hey, how you going?
Pretty good, thanks. And thanks for coming in. Now, Sia's here ostensibly to talk about Ainsley & Gorman. We'll get to that in a second. But I wanted to start, first of all, by finding out what you're up to at the moment.
Yeah, look, I've been busy making over the last few years. I'm one of the lucky ones who got to do things during COVID lockdowns. I've got an album out at the moment called Facade, which follows up an album that came out last year called A Body Full of Tears, and it's just an exploration of field recordings from the subcontinent, punky guitars, beats, and other kind of weird ambient stuff.
Yeah, so you've actually had the ability to keep going, which is just terrific under these circumstances.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. No, absolutely. It was a big privilege to be able to not only be inspired, but to have the resources to do so. And yeah, it's been great to just get out and about with records. I'm not really performing live, but just I'm busy working on all kinds of other things as well.
Brilliant. So let's go to the day job.
Yeah.
Ainsley & Gorman. What's your role there, first of all?
Yeah, so I'm sitting in the creative producer role there at Ainsley & Gorman now. I've been there for a few years, and even before that, I've been working with them as a freelance producer and also doing a lot of performances through the centre. So it's been a long relationship with Ainsley & Gorman, but yeah, I'm currently there as the creative producer.
Yeah, and suddenly there's lots to produce, which is great.
Yeah, look, I mean, we're so lucky to have a lot of things on the boil. A lot of the things that we've had on the boil, we've had on the boil since after the first lockdown in 2020, and we kind of, you know, we're lucky to receive pockets of funding from places and be able to, you know, create opportunities for recovery and resilience. But again, we fell into a second lockdown this year. So I'm really excited to be able to talk about some things we've got coming up.
Which are?
Yeah, absolutely. So mainly, I'm here to talk about a music program that's been funded by the Amp It Up initiative from the AC government.
Yep.
And we'll be doing basically 3 weeks of performances in February 2020. We launched it this week, and it's really great to see just a bevy of high quality music inhabiting our spaces, and you know, all fingers crossed, it'll continue to be that way. But also this year we've got a solo theatre performance called The Stranger by Christopher Carroll.
Uh-huh.
That's happening in December. We've got another project called Sensory Art Lab, which is an immersive arts playground, interactive space that was supposed to happen in August this year, as funded by Events ACT's Winter Events Fund. It's going to happen in the heat of summer at the end of January now. And we're also really lucky to have Tributary Projects join us at Gorman Arts Centre now. And they've moved from Fish Week into our B Block hall space. Okay, so they'll be taking over for the next little while.
Okay, because I had wondered what they were doing. I knew that they were leaving Fish Week. But
Yeah, it's so exciting. And, you know, I think the through line between all the programming and, you know, residents coming in is that, you know, it's all about really exciting, contemporary, invigorating arts practice. And really being able to celebrate that through the centres is such a boon for us at the moment.
Yeah. Now, when you actually look at stuff on the website, and we do need to remind you, if you're going to go and look for things on the website, go to What's On. That's the place to go.
Go to What's On. And so we've got these live music sessions. Mm. Ainsley Salon, which is 5 concert events in the Ainsley Main Hall, and then the Gorman Sessions, which is 4 events in the C Block Theatre at Gorman Arts Centre. So if you head to the live music page from the What's On tab on our website, agac.com.au, that'd be really awesome. There's so much great music there. There's some really great artists, both from interstate, which we are lucky to do now, but also a lot of support there for amazing emerging mid-career artists based in the ACT region.
Yeah, I noticed that you've got things separated out into, as you said, Gorman Sessions and the Ainsley Salon. So two separate spaces, two separate types of events?
I'm really big on immersive experience, and we're really lucky that the venues we have actually suit immersive, deep listening experiences. Mm-hmm. The stuff that's happening in Gorman Sessions is, you know, there's a little bit of a different feel, but the music there, if you like the music that's kind of placed in the Gorman Sessions section, you'll love what's there at Ainsley Salon as well. Maybe the thing with Ainsley Salon is there's a few more high-profile artists, so bands like Asteroid Ecosystem, which is Alistair Spence Trio from Sydney with Ed Cooper from The Saints, and so forth. Liars, who are an amazing band from the Australian and American underground, and Hate Rock as well. So some more high-profile stuff, slightly bigger, you know, audience capacity. We've got to be really mindful of that at the moment. So, you know, just kind of mixing it up a bit.
Yeah. So it's great to see things opening up, and this is yet another one of them, of course, because for so long, we haven't known what's really going to be happening around the place. But one place that's obviously worthwhile keeping an eye on from here on in is going to be Ainsley & Gorman for music.
Yeah, 100%. We were really lucky that before the recent lockdown, we were able to have a few interstate artists and do an album launch for a really fantastic Canberra-bred artist called Brendan Keller-Tuberg as well. And then we were plunged back into depths of lockdown. So I'm really excited.
Yeah,
Brendan's a fantastic talent and he's back in America now, I believe, doing more studies. So it was really great to be in that space and it felt like we were really getting in the swing of things. So I'm so excited for next February and, get in there, buy your tickets. It's a fantastic Christmas present.
Yeah, so that's the first events will be in February from then on.
That's correct. The first music events should be from the 12th of February with Lights and Waves, which is a 5-set electronic deep listening event, and it runs all the way through to 26th of Feb.
Yeah, this sounds fascinating. So looking forward to when we get closer to the time, we'll actually get some of those artists in here.
I think that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, that'll be great. Well, thanks for coming in and telling me about it today, Sia. It's really encouraging to see green shoots like this opening up around the place.
Yeah, thank you so much.